while the GOP gives tax breaks to Wall Street, big pharmaceutical companies, and corporations shipping jobs overseas. Republicans have written a partisan farm bill that abandons America's farmers and hungry families. Our farmers and ranchers are facing plummeting prices and dangerous uncertainty from the Trump administration's tariffs. But the GOP farm bill does nothing for the soybean, corn, wheat, citrus, and specialty crop growers who need real support. Republicans are moving to kill good-paying rural jobs, weaken the farmers' safety net, and shift opportunities away from America's small towns with cuts to critical rural development and energy initiatives. You should pay attention to this farm bill. It's inexplicable, hard to understand why they would do this. But under the GOP snap cuts, nutrition is a big part of the farm bill, as you probably know. And under the GOP snap cuts, seniors, children, individuals with disabilities, our veterans, large numbers of our veterans, and hungry families will lose the means to put food on the table. With one provision alone, just one of the provisions alone, hundreds of thousands of school-aged children will be kicked off free and reduced school lunch and breakfast initiatives. Every dollar, just important to know this, years ago when we were putting together our first recovery package, when we took the Congress back, economists from both sides of the aisle represented to us and agreed that for every dollar in SNAP money that is spent, $1.79 is an economic activity returns to the economy. You spend a dollar, you get the value of $1.79. SNAP already has work requirements. Democrats have been long championing job training and real paths to good-paying jobs. That's not the issue. What is the issue is the GOP plan will only create vast, untested, unworkable bureaucracies that will increase hunger and poverty across America. It would be interesting if they wanted to have some, the evidence, the facts, the data, the ramifications of their actions, but that doesn't seem to matter. President Trump and the GOP are stacking the deck for the wealthy and well-connected against hardworking American families at every opportunity they get. From the tax scam to the Trump budget to the GOP's relentless efforts to gut consumer protections, embolden polluters, enable the recklessness of Wall Street, again and again, Republicans are giving the American people a raw deal. Democrats have a better deal, better jobs, better wages, better future. Democrats will price for real action for America's workers, farmers, and seniors. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So following up on the farm bill, I understand the Senate is working on a bipartisan measure, whereas in the House version, apparently there was no Democratic input. I'm wondering if the cuts to SNAP and food stamps are a done deal, or can Democrats present amendments on the House floor when it comes to a vote? And a separate question, Democrats presented the Queen of the Hill procedure yesterday, and there's...
Okay, so separate question. Let's deal with farm, and then we'll go to DACA, okay? Yeah. I assume that was about DACA. On the farm bill, we have very serious concerns about the nutrition sections of the farm bill, but that is not the only problem. As I say, they are undermining the safety net that is there for farmers, which is particularly difficult when we have low commodity prices and the president's tariffs, which are harmful to farms. So it's not just about SNAP. The SNAP part of it is cruel, but fixing it is not the only problem in the farm bill. And the Republicans have just decided to go down this path, and I don't think this bill is amendable. What they have to do is go to the table and start again. I have such confidence, and take my guidance on these matters from Colin Peterson, our ranking member on the committee. He cares about farmers, he lives among farmers, and he sees this bill as something that we can't support.
So you're going to vote no on the House floor, but I'm just wondering about the process, if there's anything you can do at this point to...
We can go back to the drawing board as they were. They thought that they were in bipartisan conversation about putting together a bipartisan farm bill. And then the Republicans just turned on a dime and said, never mind, these are the things we're going to do.